Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing the Gospel Coalition running cover for both J.D. Greer and David Platt, who are both the subject of documentaries produced and distributed by Church Reform Initiative. And this is a pretty interesting but unsurprising development that the Gospel Coalition has responded to the documentary so soon in such a, you know, subtle and effeminate way. They're not really going to stick their neck out. They're just going to direct people to one side of the story. And they're also doing the same thing with David Platt. So this is a very interesting development because both of these people were featured at the Gospel Coalition's conference from earlier this year. And again, both of them are subject to documentaries that are very similar. One's about David Platt doing a, you know, sort of a woke takeover of a church. And he conspired with the elders that were already there to do that and then to join the Southern Baptist Convention and then lie about it to the congregation, which, again, he should have just owned it, said, hey, you wanted to join the Southern Baptist Convention, and that's why you hired me, and that's what I did. I did what you wanted me to do. That's what David Platt should have said if he, you know, wanted to be honest about the situation, even though they probably, you know, didn't actually want to do that. But that'd be his perspective. But instead, you know, he just lied about it and went woke immediately upon getting power. J.D. Greer, similarly, has also done a lot of damage to evangelicalism in the last 10 to 15 years. And J.D. Greer wanted to take over a small church that had land that was very valuable, land that he wanted for his expanding megachurch franchise empire. And he was colluding with the elder of that church to run that church into the ground so that he could scarf up the assets for pennies on the dollar. So that is the documentary that on J.D. Greer, J.D. Greer Unmasked, that Church Reformed Initiative told a story about. So we're going to dive into the Gospel Coalition running cover, but first, a quick word from our sponsor. Hey friends, Ray Fava here from Evangelical Dark Web. It is my belief that right now we need more Christian patrons. Let me ask you something. Do you have a vision for your family, your business, your community? Do you dream of building something lasting, something that glorifies God and blesses generations to come? Are you ready to become a new Christian elite? Then you need to talk to my friends at First Liberty Building and Loan. For over 30 years, First Liberty has said yes when big banks say no. They've been the bridge between visionary entrepreneurs and the capital they need to build, buy, and grow. They don't just talk about community. They are the community, grounded in Noonan, Georgia, and serving business owners across the country. Their team is deeply involved in church leadership, local government, and civic life. And they're not afraid to say it. They honor God in all they do. And that's not just marketing. It's the foundation of their business. If you're a Christian entrepreneur who wants to build multi-generational wealth, make a cultural impact, and leave a legacy, First Liberty wants to help you do it. So grab the ox goad, light the torches. It's time to build your kingdom for God's glory and your children's future. Visit FirstLibertyGA.com to learn more and apply today. That's FirstLibertyGA.com. So Evangelical Dark Web is a bit of a too long didn't read of evangelical news. So if you didn't watch the, you know, 2.5 hours of documentary, you know, watch my video on it, watch the read the article that I read, but you definitely should watch the documentary itself. So this is a screenshot from the Gospel Coalition. It's their around the web section of their website where they curate articles from different areas of the internet. This is what it said earlier today. About an hour ago, it had both of these on here, which is very curious. It doesn't have it currently at the time of recording, but about an hour ago, it had both of these. The one is McLean Bible Church details plot to oust David Platt, others. Now, this is a report that the Gospel Coalition, not the Gospel Coalition, is promoting, and it comes from Ministry Watch, which is not a... I've had my issues with Ministry Watch, and these have just been confirmed, especially since they're glazing David Platt right now. And Ministry Watch, a couple days ago, before this, the article that's linked here that says McLean, you know, that headline, they wrote an article endorsing David Platt's side of the story. So they wrote an article saying that the, you know, the Burks and the other people involved with the documentary are conflict entrepreneurs that are or controversy entrepreneurs or something like that. So that's what the Ministry Watch has published earlier. And now they're, I guess, presupposing that this report is new by McLean Bible Church. I clicked on it and it per the permalink, it seemed to have been uploaded back in March. I don't know how new this report really is. If it is new, it's very late. Very late. Like David Platt, very slow to respond here. But the tortoise eventually gets across, you know, or the hare gets across the finish line, since the tortoise does win that race. But and then the second thing that they do is they publish the Directional Elder Letter to the Summit Church. Now, this is J.D. Greer's side of the story that I read on the last video I did on the subject with a J.D. Greer impression. At least I tried to do that. And it makes some claims about the church elders, you know, wanted to do this. And then the lawsuit was really about smearing J.D. Greer. And that's the gist of it. He denies trying to take over a church's property for pennies on the dollar. And he does admit in that he and his elders gave the church money, and this money was ultimately used to fund the lawsuits against the members of the church. So he does admit to a lot of things, but he denies the fact that he wanted the church property, and he pretends that he doesn't want it. In fact, he kind of says that he wanted the church's members. You know, we wanted the members in this area and stuff like that. You know, like they're trying to poach members from churches so that he can get, you know, his mega church empire expanded. Not about the property, it's about the people. And yeah, that's kind of what J.D. Greer says, which is not that much better. So this is what the Gospel Coalition's website currently says as we approach midnight on the 3rd. And this article on the right here is pretty interesting because it has a bunch of Shepherd the Flock Advice to Elders, New Elders is the headline, and the byline includes a lot of characters, but one of them is J.D. Greer. So J.D. Greer, once again, getting promoted by the Gospel Coalition, and this is, again, an unsurprising development that J.D. Greer and David Platt would be promoted by the Gospel Coalition. Now, it's interesting to follow how Christian media has responded to the stories. And Christian Post, which is a, you know, Judeo-Christian outlet, more than it is a Christian outlet, in my opinion, they wrote a pretty balanced article on this. Again, they can do good work. They just do a lot of bad work also because they're run by people like Richard Land, who's a pretty bad guy, like super liberal. And again, one of the bad people that came out of the Southern Baptist Convention, just like J.D. Greer and David Platt and Russell Moore, and a lot of bad people came out of the Southern Baptist Convention. Anyway, a lot of good people too. And I'm sure the good outweigh the bad. But anyway, they wrote this article that's pretty balanced. It has, you know, quotes from the Summit Church's statement, has quotes from some of the good guys in the story, and it makes a connection to First Baptist Church, Naples, Florida, and the David Platt story from McLean, Virginia. So they make a lot of, they make connections, or they allow the connections to be made. They have a quote from John Harris that says these were not isolated events, but part of a broader coordinated push connected with the Southern Baptist Convention, the largest Protestant denomination. What also became clear is that the leftist politics are just one piece of a much larger agenda to fundamentally transform American evangelicalism. This is John Harris saying this. And I guess it's, I don't know whether he said in a podcast or whether he told the Christian Post this. And he continues, this is not merely about changing voting habits. It's about remaking churches from the inside out, gutting their traditions, weakening their communities, and converting them into sterile, modern, pliable social centers. And this is inevitable with a multi-campus mega church. And again, I, little bit of a personal backstory. I have experience going to these types of churches, or at least, you know, one church that had multiple locations, and they were trying to do the multi-campus mega church thing. I don't go there anymore, obviously, but I don't think it worked. It has worked out for them quite like they wanted it to. So, interesting development. I don't know many people that still go there, interestingly enough, because, again, they took the woke pill and swallowed it pretty hard. They one-shotted themselves with wokeness, and they haven't really recovered. J.D. Greer has recovered pretty well from not just one-shotting wokeness, but calling Black Lives Matter a gospel issue. And this is, again, who the Gospel Coalition supports and continues to endorse. So that's the latest story. And that's all I got to say about that. If you like this content, do also subscribe to the channels of podcast if you are new. We have a Patreon-like system that you can support us also at. But until then, stay based. Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.